Alright, we continue in this series, The Great Reset. We're talking a little bit these days about how we get used to being in control of, or thinking we're in control of everything at some point, and giving certain temporary solutions to problems that, if they are not cut off at the root, all the time they will be manifested again and again. Like a stumbling block that will not let us enjoy the abundant life that Christ Jesus gives. Sometimes, today's problems were yesterday's solutions. It is important that we analyze this, because among other things, when it is not God who directs us, when it is not Christ who governs us, we end up making decisions according to what we have learned about life, and that is a serious mistake. Because the only thing we have in life is what we lived yesterday. If we could know what comes tomorrow, our decisions would be wiser, but making decisions based on what happened yesterday makes us constantly make mistakes, hits us, and makes us want to give up. God does know the future, and relying on Him to guide our steps is the best thing we can do. So we were talking about the example of when you have a cell phone, could it be, right? And the screen locks, you can't move it, because it's a touch screen, and you need to get some information. Now, you remember that it's not the first time that this happened to you, and you remember that the first, the second, and the third time that it happened, you used a simple method that allows you to use the cell phone again. And that method was to turn it off and on again. I call this the Great Reset. And the amazing thing is that it worked for you. And I think we have all been there. It works for us. It works for us. So the phone turns on and you can use it again, but later on, it locks again. There you can go through several attempts. Let's turn it off and on again, but what happens if at some point you turn it off and it doesn't turn on again? And then we go to the technician to check it, and he tells us, you have arrived too late because the cell phone is damaged. You need to change it. Look for a new one. I know that this example could be a bit exaggerated, but I need us to be able to receive it and apply it to our lives, because when we think we have control, we do the same. And the problem is not so much turning off and on, because God made a great restart in humanity. He turned off and on. Through this pandemic, He led us to that, but He not only turned off and on, God sent us His Son, Jesus Christ, to show us what the true path is, and it's optional. That's our decision. It's not just about turning off and on, but about solving from within what is affecting our lives. That's what I mean with this series of the Great Restart. God is willing to start over, but not just for 2 or 3 months, because you had a guilty conscience and it gave you remorse but not repentance. And for 2 or 3 months, you stayed there in congregation. You prayed, you preached, you were so on fire. And the question is, why did you suddenly move away? You walk away. You no longer pray and you return to do what you used to do? It is because there was an emotion in us. Yes, necessary, a remorse, but there was no a step of repentance. And it is useless to try to start over when later on you are going to turn around and going to want to fall into the same hole from where God took you out. And what do I do to prevent this from happening? I need a true repentance. But true repentance does not happen if we do not realize what is not right in us. If our eyes are not open to realize that we are not right, and if we don't have the courage to know it. A person will never be healed if he never recognizes that he needs healing, that he is sick. We can try to hide and say that we are good, that we do not do this, It is that God has blessed me, this thing or that, and stay there, and when the same problem occurs, turn off and turn on. But what happens the day when nothing turns on again? Are you going to blame on God? Every time you want to start over, there is the Holy Spirit. He will help you. But remember that the intention has never been that you get up and fall again. God's intention is that you walk in Him so that you never fall again, so that you do not repeat history again. In your own strength, you're not going to achieve it. That is why I want to take you to the first point that I want to speak about on today. It is, do you want a true restart in your life? I want to tell you that when you start over in God, you will remember, but the Holy Spirit will already have done a job, in which He will heal your heart so that when you remember, you do it without pain. I want to tell you that it will also be a process, and the process implicitly requires time, so it will require patience, so that you not to despair and not let yourself be provoked by desperation of others. Because perhaps they will say, aren't you an evangelical? You have not changed and you go to church and see how you behave. Do not let yourself be tempted. Do not let yourself be provoked. And do not allow guilt to rule your life. Because among other things, as long as we are in this body, we are going to fail again and again. But the Bible says we have an advocate with the Father. That word we have is that Jesus Christ is constantly there, watching out of us. And when we feel weak, where are we going to run to? If it is He who can sustain us, provide us, support us, help us, lift us up, restore us, only Christ. And it is an everyday constant relationship, so that at the same time that we relate to Him, that we surrender our life, He works in us, always and constantly, until His work is perfect. Because among other things, the Bible says in the book of Philippians, He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is not going to get tired of you. You let God do the restart in your life. Do not keep doing it yourself, because your option is simply to turn it off and on again. But you don't know what's going on inside, and the root is still there. The problem is still there, but when God gives a wonderful reset, it happens. Because He does know, hallelujah, what is happening. The Lord enters to configure in your soul, and then when God turns off and turns on again, you are a new creation. You start again, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. God makes this. He ends up with the temporary memory of what the world has placed in your life. It takes away the pain, the sadness, everything that this world put to oppress you, and turn it off and on again. You are born to a new nature. You open your eyes and you understand things in a different way, and your reactions in front of the circumstances of life are so different that you yourself are amazed and say, is this me now? For example, before they knew you because you had a strong temperament and they couldn't say anything to you because you used to react, and of 10 words, 9 were profanities, destruction and curses. And now, in this new life, in this new reset, in this new opportunity to start over, now with Christ governing your life and your heart, you keep silence. You have become wise, intelligent. You do not allow yourself to be provoked, and your words are soft. That removes anger and produces peace. That is what God does. So, the first thing we need is to open our hearts to God. Don't reset your life every day by thinking that this little solution will last forever, because the problem will still be there. So the turning off an on solution you have is not enough if God does not come to heal your heart and do the true reset you need. It's not about sweeping problems under the rug. It's not about lukewarm wipes. It's not about just smiling and letting it go. It's not about turning a blind eye, because sometimes we think that turning off and on to start over is to get used to the idea that nothing happened, and that is a danger. Because the fact that you try to convince yourself that nothing happened does not change the reality that it did happen. You are only fooling yourself. You need God's forgiveness and you need a new beginning. We are not ignorant of what happened, but we know that God has healed us and has given us forgiveness and the ability to forgive and thus start again. That's different. That's different. God wants to extend your borders. He wants to give you His purpose so that you can understand. He wants to take you to more and bless your life much more. But we need to open our hearts. That is the first step. The number one point for that great master reset that erases all of our past, restores our present, and makes us align to what is to come, the good of God. It does not happen with God outside the equation of your life. It happens with God inside. Everything God does starts from the inside out. And the root of the problem is that we are the ones who think we have the solution. The root of the problem, everything in this life, is the solution of believing that we can. Everything is there. Removing God from our lives is the worst mistake we can make. Today, you just need to set your heart. Repeat with me the words that I am going to say, and you will have taken the first step. Believe, confess, and now start a new life. But first, are you ready? Are you willing for the teacher to come into your life? For Jesus to enter your heart? Are you willing for God to come? Not to put you in a religion, but that the relationship with the Father be restored, and you enjoy the true abundant life that He gives. Because, I want to make a parenthesis, suddenly you say, this word is evangelist, and it is for those who do not know about God. No, I am talking to you who go to church, who go to worship every Sunday. You can go to worship, you can maintain a religious experience, but not an experience of relationship with God, and that is killing you. Because although you say you love God, and you study the Word, and you preach it, God is not in control of your life. You still have it, and there will always be the root of the problem. So let's all pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, we recognize our condition and that for a long time we thought that we had control and that living our life in our own way was the right thing. Because we did not understand that first of all, it is not our life. It is a gift and it was you who gave it. That is that what we consider ours has never been ours. It is yours. Forgive us today. We recognize our condition, that we were far from you. And also, perhaps, we attend a meeting, a congregation, we like the word, we know, Lord, that you are not in control. That's why today we confess our sins. Forgive our sins. I open my heart for you to truly come into it. I am truly sorry for all of my sins. Lord, may there be a change in my way of thinking as a result of that repentance, and may my life bear fruit that they remain, because from today I renounced sin. I ask your forgiveness for all my sins and iniquities, and I confess that you, Jesus Christ, are the Son of God, and I accept you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. That from today, may my life change from death to life. From today, I declare that I am your son and you are my father. Amen. Great, I congratulate you. You have already taken the first step. Now you have to walk in the Lord. Look for a place to congregate, to get discipled and grow in the Lord. This is the first step. Without God, there is not a true reset. There is only playing on temporary solutions, but the true solution comes from heaven, from the Lord. Today, something new happens in your life. This was a translation over the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. That is why I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and look for Devocionales Justo a Tiempo. Go into it and click on subscribe and click on the bell. If you have Instagram, look for me. Follow me. There you will find me as Pastor Elias HC. A big hug. Blessings.